Santa Claus is indeed coming to town. In fact, he's coming to Vilas Hall on the University of Wisconsin campus, and he's going to sit across from me along with his elf, Jingle, and talk with youngsters from all over the state. And I hope you'll join in. Looking forward to talking to all of you children when you call 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And if you've got somebody who's a little reluctant to talk to Santa, you could also email us. Email at ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. And I'm really excited because I looked out the window and I saw the sleigh. And I saw the sleigh come over and I heard the thunk when it hit the top of Vilas Hall. And I'm betting that within the next seconds, Santa and Jingle are going to be coming through the door. Let's hear. There's usually some bells. Oh, I hear those bells. And here comes Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Oh, my goodness, Larry, we're back again. Merry Christmas.
Santa, Merry Christmas to you. And Jingle, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
Oh, well, it's so good to be here. And it's not Christmas Eve, so we actually have a couple extra days to prepare before we have to make it all the way around the world.
And I'm a little worried this year because here in Wisconsin, we have no snow.
No, I know that.
Is it going to be hard to get around on that sleigh without snow?
It's a little tricky. I mean, when we were coming in to land, I know, Rudolph turned around and said, no snow. And so I said, okay, just try to make it nice and soft. Try to make it nice and soft. And it was not bad.
Kaplunk. Yeah. It's okay. We didn't leave a mark.
I don't think.
I heard a clunk, but no plaster fell from the ceiling. So I think we're safe.
I think we did okay. Oh, man.
Well, yeah. I'm wondering, Jingle, it's so good to see you, too. You come back every year, and it's so nice. What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
I love baking cookies, as you well know.
I know you do.
We were kind of crazy with the cookies this year. There's lots of stories to tell, but I don't want to take up so much time. But, let's just say it was kind of a mess. But, hey, we were able to get you some cookies, so...
And
it all turned out okay.
you never eat ornaments, do you?
Not on purpose.
That's good because I heard that if you eat ornaments, you're liable to get tinselitis.
Larry, you're the funniest guy in Wisconsin.
Oh, Larry. Oh my gosh.
Well,
you got us with that one. I got just a quick story to tell you. This is so funny and I'm wondering if you know who this guy is cuz I never heard of him, but I'm driving the sleigh and Jingle is looking through some of the letters from children cuz we're still getting
them. Yeah.
And Jingle says, "Santa, take a look at this one. It's actually addressed to Rudolph." And I look at it and it says, "Dear Rudolph, I'm so proud of you. You've come such a long way. I'm so proud that I was able to teach you how to fly." Signed, George Santos. Who is this? Who is this guy?
I know. That's not true.
I don't think, no. He went, Rudolph
went. I don't know why he said that, because it's not true.
No, Rudolph went to flying school.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, here we have callers online already, and we have... I think we should talk to these youngsters because we have some youngsters. I'm gonna give you a little test here.
Oh boy!
Oh no!
Oh, I don't usually do well on tests.
Well, I tell you what.
Let's see,
we
square
have...
peg round hole. No, that's not right.
Do you know any children who live in Appleton?
Oh, my gosh. Ivan and Simon and Hadler and maybe Millie.
Wow.
And oh my gosh,
you know all those?
I do. Yeah.
Well, they're on the phone.
Oh my goodness. Well,
what a coincidence.
Let's talk to them. Who's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
Who are we talking to first? Who is this?
Hadler,
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Merry Christmas. What's on your list this year?
Like one of those electric Nerf guns, some Pokemon cards, a remote control airplane and a drone, and that's all.
Wow.
Okay,
that sounds like a bunch of fun stuff. Wow. Now, you're not going to shoot down the drone with the Nerf gun, are you?
He's already left.
Oh, my gosh, he's already gone. Okay, well, all right.
Well, who's next?
Who wants to talk next? Simon! Simon does.
Hello.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hello.
What do you want to say to Santa, Simon?
Hi, Simon.
So, Simon, what are you going to ask for Christmas this year from Santa?
Oh.
What did you ask for?
Nerf gun.
Oh.
We have a lot of those.
Another Nerf gun?
This family's going to be fully armed, I think.
Well, it's probably going to be a battlefield.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. I'm good with that suggestion. What else?
Paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of arts and crafts. Yeah.
Oh, good deal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do we have another youngster to talk?
Yeah, we have Ivan who is next. Ivan's the 6-year-old big brother of the crew.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Step right up.
All right, Ivan. You're the elder statesman of the household here.
What did you ask for Christmas from Santa, buddy?
Benadryl.
Oh.
What? Oh,
I don't know if the elves know how to make that.
Is that some kind of drill? Oh, yeah.
So,
it could be it.
Do you want to tell a story?
Oh, there's a story.
Oh.
Oh, so Ivan and Simon, they really, really, really want a kitty cat, but I am allergic.
Oh.
And so I told them, buddy, we cannot ask Santa for a cat because I'm allergic to cats. And do you know what he told me?
What?
We'll have to put Benadryl on the Christmas list.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely wonderful.
Very creative. What a problem solver.
All right. Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah. If Santa gives us a kitty cat, then I'm going to be medicated.
Okay. All right. Well, you know... We can look into that. I'm not sure how many of the elves are chemists, but we'll try to come up with something. The formula might not be exactly right, so just
take it small.
Start
doses.
With a low dose.
Well, then if that happens, then Adler will get another cat in his house.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a first, Santa. Melly's been asked for Benadryl.
Never been asked for Benadryl.
Millie's 4 months old, so Millie probably can't talk yet.
Okay.
No. She's 7 months old, and she wants her bubbas. And her pacifier for Christmas.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, good. If she was asking for Benadryl, I'd be a little worried. that's awesome. Oh, thank you. Well,
yeah, maybe her parents will.
Maybe her parents. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You are an absolutely delightful first family to talk to on Larry's show. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, well, that was a good way to start. You know, Benadryl, it reminds me, I'm wondering how the toy shop is doing, Jingle. How about maybe give them a ring?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, who did we leave in charge?
I think Snowball's in charge now in your absence.
What?
And Snowball...
Snowball
has some... moments of being lucid.
All right, I didn't know it was Snowball, but okay. That's okay. Well, you know what? We have to give people challenges to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
So,
but Larry's right. We should check in.
She might be doing all right. So,
give her a call.
Yeah, okay. I'll give her a call.
Toy shop. Snowball speaking.
Hey, how's it going up there?
Okay. Mittens, why are the reindeer in the living room?
They were so cold, so I told them to come in and sit by the fireplace.
Oh, geez. Are you going to clean up after them? Dasher just spilled eggnog on... Do I smell rum in the eggnog?
Yeah, it'll help them navigate.
What are you talking about, Mittens?
Isn't that why sailors drink it?
Hey, everybody, I combined two children's favorites and invented a new candy. Oh, let me try it. Ow, what is this? Chocolate-covered Legos.
My tooth.
Hey, Snowball, how important was that antique lamp in the hall?
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
It's
a good thing your show is done at 12:30. We'll get right back.
I think that's job security for me, I think.
Yeah,
I gotta get back.
Oh, boy.
But that's okay. We can do the show. Yeah,
I think so. But
it doesn't sound too bad.
Should we? Are you going to be okay up there? Should we get you some Benadryl?
I'm going to need something.
So how do you make sure you get everything done by Christmas?
Well, you know, it's a well-oiled operation up there. Yeah, I mean, and we start the day after Christmas. Well, we take a little bit of a break because we know leisure time is good. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been doing this for hundreds of years, you know?
And you can join in, too, by the way, if you have a youngster who would like to visit with Santa. We would love to hear from him or her. The number to call is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can... email us if the youngster doesn't want to talk, you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. And we have somebody on from Colfax, Wisconsin.
Oh,
Do you know? Oh, my gosh.
Well, it could be a number of people, but I'm guessing Jameson, maybe?
Ooh, I think you guessed right.
Whoa, how about that?
Hello, Jameson.
I really want the vampire truck and the vampire wrecking ball and the skeleton truck.
Wow.
Helicopter. They're all Legos.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it was Legos. Okay.
Okay.
But
okay.
Santa has a question.
Yeah. Why do vampires need a wrecking ball?
Do you know why vampires need a wrecking ball?
It's not a vampire.
Oh, okay. I thought he said vampire wrecking ball. Empire, maybe. Okay, now I understand.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you know, Santa's not the expert on all the toys. That's Jingle's department.
Yeah, I looked that up. We have that in stock. That works.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be at the cabin.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Okay. Santa, did you get that?
Yeah. I think we've got that in the GPS.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Thanks for a reminder, though.
Yeah.
Jameson, thank you so much.
Good to know. Merry Christmas to you.
You're welcome.
Take care, bud.
Take care.
Thanks so much. Santa and his elf Jingle, our guest today. And you can join in with the youngsters to call at 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us too at ideas@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller with Santa and Jingle, and you are listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been laughing and chuckling a little bit here. Larry Mueller here with my guests, Santa Claus and his elf jingle.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I did want to mention Clara Neipert's producing today, and Trina LaSousa is our engineer. We're all having fun talking with Santa and Jingle, and you can join in at 800-642-1234, or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. And let's go to actually someone from the Netherlands who is visiting for the week.
Oh, wow.
And so you may not, you know, the Netherlands is a pretty big place, so let's just find out who it is.
Okay, let's indeed.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Finn.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you visiting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Who are you visiting with? Family or friends?
Family.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome. How long do you get to stay?
Two weeks.
Nice.
Oh, terrific.
Eee.
Well, I hope you get some more snow down here somewhere in that time. This is not typical for what we're supposed to have weather-wise here, but it's nice to have you here. Welcome.
What would you like What would you like for Christmas?
A tent, please. Instead of an outside tent, please.
Oh. Oh, yeah, such a polite boy, too.
Yes, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, okay, great. Now, is this a tent just for you, or does it need to fit two people or four people? How big a tent do we want?
I think two people.
Two people. Okay.
For you and Santa.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Or you and six elves, because they're small. Terrific. So are you a camper then? You like to go camping?
Yeah.
Oh,
terrific. I really wanted to go camping.
Yes. Very good. Now, is this something that you do back home in the Netherlands, or is this something that you're going to give a try while you're here?
I'm going to try to do it by myself.
Okay.
Ooh.
An adventurer. I like that. All right. Good deal.
And he is?
Five? Okay. Terrific. All right. Well, if you're five and you're camping by yourself, my advice is don't go somewhere where there's grizzly bears. Because.
Why is it grizzly?
Don't
go
somewhere there's grizzly bears.
What's grizzly
bears? Oh, grizzly bears. They're big brown bears.
Why can't I not go with the grizzly bear?
Well, they can sometimes get hungry, and you might find yourself in trouble. But you're not going to find them around here, so you'll be fine.
You're okay. Yeah.
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 Well, it's been fun talking to you, Finn.
Yeah, it has indeed.
It's fun talking to you, too.
All right. Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for visiting, and have a very fun 2 weeks here.
Have a really fun week at the North Pole, Santa.
We will once we get the toy shop kind of back in order.
Yeah. Thanks, Finn. Merry Christmas. Appreciate it very much. Let's see. We have Julius from Appleton who is on the line. So let's go to Julius.
Julius, I was hoping you'd call.
Yeah. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah? On a scale of 1 to 10. Where were you on the naughty to good scale?
And now 10 is the best?
10 is the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. We'll just
That's
go.
That's a great answer. I love it.
In that case.
Yeah.
In that case, we'll go with 11. Okay. Very good.
Well, wait a minute. Let me look it up. Yeah, he's on the nice list.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Otherwise, you know, a lump of coal. So, Julius, what are you looking for Christmas? What's on your list this year?
A Nerf gun.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to need a lot of those.
Well, we have a lot.
Okay.
Well, I know they're popular. I kind of scoped this out. Okay. What else would you like?
A baby cat.
A baby cat?
Wow. A real one, or is it a toy?
Real one.
A real one. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're very careful about any kind of live animals, because, you know, they're a big responsibility, and we have to make sure the whole family agrees. But sometimes we're able to do it. Anything else on your list?
Snow ornament.
Okay.
Snow ornaments.
Okay. Yeah. Ornaments are fun. We have lots of those.
Is there a kind that you want? A special kind of ornament?
Oh, it's an E-1012.
Okay.
It's your choice.
It's what? I'm sorry.
It's your choice.
Oh, our choice.
Oh,
all right.
Yay. Oh, right. I love that. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Okay, good deal. All right.
That's going to be fun.
We get to pick. Oh, good deal. Okay. How about the one that's a candy cane and some cookies and a slice of pie and let's
that's
see.
Just what you want to eat when
that,
you show up.
Oh, yeah,
up.
You're right. That's okay. Never mind. Oh, was I supposed to be thinking of ornaments? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Thinks about cookies and pie.
Julius, thank you for calling.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yeah,
bye.
Merry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I was thinking about the gifts, and I was thinking about the bald guy who got a comb for Christmas, and he said, you know, I'll never part with it.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Trina came right in there with the perfect response.
That's terrific. That's right. You are giving her a raise, right? Okay. Right now.
Oh, well, let's see. We should go back to the phones. And let's see. I'm looking through. There's a list here of a few people. And, well, should we go to Verona? Do you know anybody who lives in Verona?
All the way to Italy? Oh, no, not that Verona. Oh, I see. Okay.
There's one in here in Wisconsin,
there
I guess.
There is one.
So
there is
we
one.
We flew right over it, Santa. Remember, we looked down and you said, that looks epic.
That does. It does. It does indeed. I think Abraham and Eleanor maybe live in Verona. The one here that is.
I think you got it right.
Not the Shakespearean one. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. Who is this?
I'm Eleanor. I'm Abraham.
Oh wow, we got you both at once.
All right, that sounds great.
Wow, terrific. All right. So now, are you brother and sister? Or are you friends? Who are you to each other?
We're brother and sister.
Oh, excellent. Well, very good. Do you get along pretty well?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. I noticed a slight hesitation.
Yeah, that
but,
was a big pause.
Okay, it was a big pause. Yeah, but you know that's good. At least the answer was yes. So what are you looking for Christmas this year?
Surprise.
Okay. A surprise.
Wow.
All right. I like surprises.
Okay. Our choice again, Santa.
Let's see. All right. Well, the elves have, as we just heard a few minutes ago, the elves have rum in the eggnog, so there could be all kinds of surprises.
Oh, no.
But
we'll clear that up.
Okay.
Besides surprises, is there anything that you specific that you want?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so it'll be a surprise for both
so
of you then.
It was
so
good to hear from you, though. You know, it's really great.
All right, good deal. Well, we'll come up with something fun. The elves really enjoy that because then they get creative and they can find something that they know that you'll like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's so nice.
Oh, you know, we've talked cookies for a bit. What's your favorite cookie, Santa?
All of them.
Santa's never met a cookie he didn't like.
Neither. I mean, I love, you know, the classics, chocolate chip. I like, snickerdoodles. One of my favorites is, it's very funny because it's a cookie that's got, it's got oatmeal and nuts and chocolate and all kinds of things in it. And some parts of the country call it a cowboy cookie. Some call it a cowgirl cookie. I guess it depends on, you know, what your perspective is. But however you gender it, I'm down with eating them.
Well, Mirara in Manitowoc.
Oh, Manitowoc. Okay.
Is it is that how you pronounce your name, honey? Mirara?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
That is a pretty name. Mirara. Wow. I like it. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year?
A drone.
Okay. Wow.
Santa always flies those around. He likes to fly the drone sometimes right into, like, sometimes mistakes, like big candy canes and stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was the one time the drone got into a little fight with a bird, and the bird won. but other than that, the elves fixed it.
Yeah.
It works.
What else would you like besides a drone, dear?
He has a question.
Oh, we love questions.
Oh, okay.
Do you actually have a naughty list?
Do we actually
have
a
naughty nice list?
A naughty list.
Do we actually have a naughty list?
We do. Yeah, we do. Now, luckily, not that many children are on it. But, you know, once in a while, somebody, you know, gets a little disobedient, or they make things difficult for their, you know, mom or dad or their brothers and sisters, and you know, that's not very nice. And we like to, you know, make sure that the nice kids are, you know, kind of, you know, do a little better on the presents. But if you're on the naughty list, you really don't get a lump of coal. That's just a story.
No, but you sort of like the bald guy that got the comb.
Yeah.
You know, you can get things that aren't useful sometimes.
That's very possible. That's very possible.
You know what, too? I saw a lot of adults on the naughty list.
Yeah, there are a few of those. There are a few of those. We won't name names.
Yeah.
But there are a few of those for sure.
I have one more question about Rudolph.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Does Rudolph actually have a red nose?
Rudolph actually does have a red nose. And it's very unusual. We've never seen any other reindeer with a red nose, but it is very bright. And you know how when airplanes fly, they have flashing lights on them? Well, Rudolph's red nose is what keeps us from getting run into by planes and birds, because they can see it from a mile away. So Rudolph's red nose really makes it easy for us to navigate.
That was a good answer, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, I've been around Rudolph a bit.
Yeah, we get that question a lot, though,
yeah,
really.
And he likes to answer it himself, but of course he's up on the roof of Vilas Hall, so we can't really bring him in.
Yeah.
I think Wisconsin Public Radio has a no reindeer in the building rule. I think I saw a sign on the door.
Although I did one time have a guest bring a llama. And brought the llama up on the freight elevator, and the llama sat through the whole show. And the gal who brought him said, "Just don't make a lot of sudden movement toward him because he'll spit."
Oh, wow!
But Rudolph would never do that.
Rudolph does not spit.
No, Rudolph does not spit.
Well, don't tell Rudolph they let a llama in here. He might be a little upset about
that.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, right. He'd say, "What? Why? If a llama, why not me?"
Yeah,
Well,
the llama doesn't have any horns, antlers.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, good to know. Next time, Larry, we're going to bring a llama with us and have it do the show with us.
Mirora, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yay. So, yeah, we'll have to make sure it's a calm llama. A no-drama llama.
No-drama llama. And that llama sat for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And hardly moved. But I was careful not to make any sudden movements.
Oh, my gosh, Larry. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness me. Well, I mean, we could try. I could test you again.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Test Santa.
I didn't know there were going to be all these tests, Larry. If I'd known that, I would have called in sick.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many to test. I'm just going to give you, let's see. I'm going to say Clifford, Alana, Marshall, Marley, Clyde, and Orlando.
Wow. Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Where might they live?
Okay,
let's see.
I can see Marshall,
the... by all those names in various cities, but if they're all in the same place...
Yeah, I think they're all calling from... Oh my gosh.
My guess is it's probably Marshall?
What?
I don't know.
Is that a city?
Well, it's the guy who ruled the Old West.
No.
Oh,
wait a minute. I think that's near Waterloo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a Marshall near, and it's Clifford, Alana, Marley, Clyde, and Orlando.
Oh, wow! How about that?
How wonderful is
Good
that?
Good deal. Well,
hello, gang.
Who do we have? That's a lot of people.
Bye.
We got them all at once.
Woo!
All right. All right. Well, who wants to start?
Marlon will start.
Okay, Marlon, go for it.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
What would you like for Christmas?
Do you have a list for us?
Legos.
Legos. Yay. Not the chocolate covered kind.
Not the chocolate covered kind, no.
No. Okay, is there kind of Lego set that you want?
Any
Lego? Wow. Oh, good. Then it's Elf's Choice.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. Okay. All right, what else?
The Bobby.
Barbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbie's pretty, I imagine Barbies are popular since the movie.
Yeah, the movie, you know, came out, and we all sat down and watched it at the North Pole.
Yeah, but you didn't really see much of it because you kept getting up to get popcorn.
I kept having to refill my popcorn.
Is there anything else on your list?
I bet we've got some other, oops.
Oh.
Clip light.
Oh, a clip light. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she said art supplies.
Oh, art supplies. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I really blew that one.
All right. We'll change that in the computer here.
Yeah.
Okay.
My interpretation skills are sometimes lacking. Okay. What else?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, have fun creating art and... Be sure to keep your Legos off the floor because Mom and Dad don't like stepping on them. Who's next?
Hey, Alana.
Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What's on your list this year?
I'm not really sure, actually.
Oh, okay. Do you want the elves to kind of just, you know, figure something out, give you a surprise?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Oh, yay! Surprise!
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. Awesome.
Cool.
Yay.
And we were wondering how many carrots should we leave out, because how many reindeer are you going to bring?
Well, that's a great question. We only brought five today because we only have to go to Larry's studio and home, and we're not carrying any presents. But on Christmas Eve, we have 9 reindeer. We have you know, all the 8 that you've read about in the Christmas story. You know all their names. And Rudolph, in addition. So we're going to have all 9 on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, a
lot. Do you have 9 carrots? Otherwise, they can share. They've shared before.
They can share. If you have 9 carrots, that's great. They each get 1, and then everybody feels like they're treated fairly. And you know, if you don't have 9 carrots, we'll divide them up. We can cut them up.
Yeah. We have a whole bag in the fridge.
Oh, that's terrific. Oh,
okay. It's got to be 9 at least in a bag full of carrots.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, Mrs. Claus always wants me to eat the carrots,
yeah.
But I always tell her that, you know, then who's going to take care of those cookies? You know, that's got to... I have a moral obligation to eat the cookies.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to talk?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando.
Orlando wants to talk.
All right.
Hello, Orlando.
Hi, Orlando.
Hi.
Yes.
Have you been naughty or nice?
I think I've been nice.
Okay. Okay. we'll take that.
Okay.
What's on your Christmas list, my friend?
Probably some weights or a new controller.
Oh, okay. Okay. One will give you more exercise than the other.
Yeah.
just to put that in the hopper. Okay. Very good. Very good. Weights or a controller. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well.
Five wants to go next, I think.
And we can't really talk. I don't think Clyde wants to talk, but he's been a good boy anyway.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us what he wants for Christmas, and I'll put it in my elf computer?
Elf computer?
Yeah, he really likes cars.
Cars? Okay.
Oh. Cars, you got lots of.
Yeah.
The little kind that you push around.
We sure do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Okay, now we got Clifford here. Clifford, do you want to say what you want from Clifford?
Clifford.
Hello.
I want a T-Rex and I want a car, he said.
Oh, wow.
T-Rex and a car.
Wait, aren't those extinct, Santa?
Cars, no. No, we still have those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're right. They're not extinct.
Yeah.
No.
Very, very good.
Well, Merry Christmas.
What I want to see is the T-Rex with its tiny arms try to lift Orlando's weight set. That's going to be, I want you to send me a video, okay?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow, that's a big family, and they're having a lot of fun. And
we are
having a lot of fun, too. We got lots of callers online. Larry Mueller here with Santa and Jingle on the Ideas Network.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is here, right in Madison, Wisconsin. The sleigh is on the roof of Vilas Hall. Larry Mueller here with Santa and Elf Jingle. And you can join in if you've got a youngster who wants to talk to Santa and Jingle. You can call us at 800-642-1234 or just email if you want to do that to ideas@wpr.org. Well, we have some callers from Milton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we do. I think Sawyer and Michael were going to call, if I remember right.
I think you're right.
Do you want to say hi, guys?
Hi.
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 Who have we got?
Who's going first? Okay, Michael's going first.
Okay, Michael's going first.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cool.
So I want a VR headset, a MagQuest 3, and also, I want two earpieces, and I also want kinetic sand.
Kinetic, say that again.
Kinetic sand.
Kinetic sand.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
You know what
yeah.
that is, Jingle?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. That went over my head. But then so do most things. So okay, what
it.
Else?
Got it. Yeah.
I also have eyeglasses.
Oh.
And that's all I want.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Earpieces, eyeglasses, everything. We're going to cover all
kinetic
five senses
sand.
Here. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah. That's great.
Wow.
Is there somebody else?
Sawyer is yet to talk.
Sawyer.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Sawyer, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Are you enjoying winter, even though we don't seem to have any snow, at least not in Madison? What's happening in Milton? Do you have any snow there?
Cold.
Oh, it's cold. Okay, well.
That's a good start.
It's a good start, yeah. But yeah. Well, what would you like for Christmas?
So, I would like a drone.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Another drone.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has a... that has a camera on it.
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay.
And I would also like spy glasses, same as Michael.
Oh, yes, you can spy on each other, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
A drone with camera and a spy glass. I sense
what are you up to?
I sense a theme. Are you a private eye?
I would like a Rubik's Cube, too.
Okay.
Well, ask Rubik's if we can borrow his cube.
Yeah. We'll have to give Rubik a call.
Joking. We know what you mean.
We know.
We're just being funny.
The reindeer are fascinated with those, but they can't do it with their hooves. It's really hard to, yeah.
Yeah, Blitzen can, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What did you say?
It's probably hard because they don't have fingers.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Yeah, opposable thumbs, so handy. What anything else for you?
I think that may be it.
Okay.
I also wanted to, so my baby sister Ella, she wanted the gingerbread cookie for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are really good, and I think there are a few left that I didn't eat.
Yeah, sometimes they run out of the oven, though.
Yeah.
They just jump out, and they run away.
And a blanket.
A blanket. Okay, terrific. All right, that all sounds great. Well, that is great. So I'm imagining that, with the spyglass, the drone, I'm going to look for next year. There's going to be a TV show called Sawyer, Private Eye. Right? Am I right? Okay. You have a good Christmas, okay?
Wait, the reason why.
Oh,
the reason why I want a drone is because I want to spy in the cats outside.
Oh, yeah. They can be sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Well, got to keep an eye on those cats, you know. Good deal.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For calling. Merry Christmas.
You know, I went with my daughter this past week to see the new Hunger Games movie, and the drones in the Hunger Games movie were not used to good purpose.
Uh-oh.
They weren't for spying on cats?
They were creating problems for the people.
Mm.
So,
good thing it was just a movie.
Yeah,
it was just a movie. So, and I know Sawyer and Michael will not be crashing them into people.
They will use their drones for good. They will keep
cat spying.
They'll keep right. They'll use them for herding cats.
Maybe they'll figure that out.
Thank you again, Sawyer and Michael. Let's go to Crete, Illinois. Rylan, Isaiah, I believe, and Abel.
Okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you all.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Yeah, we're having a terrific time being able to come down here every year and visit Larry at the radio studio. It's a lot of fun. It gives us a little break from the toy shop. What's on your Christmas list this year? Speaking of the toy shop.
Yeah.
You can tell me who you are. Oh, I'm Isaiah.
You're Isaiah.
Hi,
hello.
Isaiah. Well, what's on your Christmas list?
I would like some underwear.
Oh.
Some stuff for drawing. And V-Bucks for a game called Fortnite.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a fun game.
Uh-oh, Santa's been playing games.
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And now, yeah. Now, isn't there something else that's happening for you on Christmas Eve, if I remember right?
What? Yeah, something.
Don't you have a birthday?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Happy early birthday.
Well, happy birthday 2 days early. Yeah. So that makes Christmas Eve a double special day for you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas and happy birthday. And, you know, whatever else you may be celebrating.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
And who's next?
Who wants to go next?
Rylan.
Hi. Merry
Rylan.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Is that like one of the tiny ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty tiny. Yeah. You're right. I have to like jump up to talk into the microphone.
Oh, it's okay. Sometimes you're little.
I'm on my tippy toes.
Yeah. You should get shoes.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, maybe some heels.
There
yeah.
You go. Yeah, those boots that the glam rockers used to wear. There you go.
Oh, yeah, they're like stuffed right behind the Legos. Maybe I'll grab them next time.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, that would be terrific. But yeah, the elves are pretty tiny. We have to make sure we don't step on any when we're walking through. What's on your Christmas list?
Hold on, let
Rylan talk.
What's on my Christmas list is I want a grow-up baby alive.
A grow-up baby alive?
Okay.
Yep.
And I want an American Girl doll. Whoa. With accessories.
Which one?
I want one that is like brown skin one.
Okay. Yeah, already.
Very good.
And then lastly, I want a big magic mixie.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
A big magic?
Mixie. Yeah.
Wow. So is that like a mixer that you make magic cookies with?
Oh, it's a magic mixie. Is it a mixer?
No, it's a toy. So you have to cast a spell to make a really cute stuffed animal, and then you have one to make the to show its magic that it was built with.
Wow.
You know, I'm gonna put that on my list too. I wanna cast a spell that will make a stuffed animal. Cool.
I'll have to check. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
Question before you, the elf.
Sorry,
what is your favorite
what is your favorite thing about being an elf?
Oh, my favorite thing about being an elf is that I have so many friends and we like to sing together. And so we have a little elf choir and we really enjoy each other's company. So that's my favorite thing about being an elf is being in the elf choir.
And we just have a little bit of time. Is there one more person who wants to talk?
Yes.
What's your name?
Abel.
What would you like, Abel?
A hat, a pan, a VR headset, and a fan.
Okay.
Great list.
Got that in just the nick of time.
Nick of time. Terrific.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. And we'll take more callers.
We will take more callers. We need to take a short pause to take a look at the news and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And then Santa and Jingle will be back to talk with more children. Looks like Ivy and Fort Atkinson and Max and Worcester are waiting online, but there's a line for you too at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Merry Christmas, everybody. We have special guests on the show today, as you well know, Santa and Jingle with us. Hey, there's Santa. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining in today. And, of course, we want to hear from youngsters from all over, in-state or out. We've had some out-of-state, and we've had many in-state. Tell us what you want from Santa. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And Ivy from Fort Atkinson has been waiting right through the news.
All the way through the news. Oh, well, Ivy, I'm glad you hung in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
For Christmas, I want a Miko, the smart robot, and a Nintendo Switch.
Mm. Okay, Nintendo Switch is smart robot. Yeah. You don't want the dumb one.
We keep the dumb robots in a different room so that they don't get mixed up.
They're still learning.
Yeah, right, they are.
Well, anyway, what else would you like? Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Terrific. And yeah, Merry Christmas to you. And I hope we can. We do have a few smart robots left. Okay, good. Yeah. We're not just down to the dumb ones. Okay, cool.
We have plenty of smart robots.
Okay.
They sometimes help out even.
Good. Yeah, that is good. And and they haven't taken over, so it's great.
Merry Christmas, Ivy.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye,
honey. Let's go to Worcester and Max.
Max, hey, Merry Christmas.
Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly?
Okay.
I feel like there's a story there, but we won't go into that. What's on your Christmas list?
Bakugan.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other stuff.
Pokemon cards, Paradox Drift Pack.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I like how you're being really specific because there are so many different kinds of Pokemon cards.
There are.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
My Singing Monsters Playground for a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah. We got that in stock.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Did he say Monsters Playground? Is that what
I
heard?
It's a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. All right. Sounds fun to me.
And a VR headset.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what that means, Santa?
I do. It yeah? means very radical. it's a very radical headset. So every time you put it on, it plays Pink Floyd backwards.
No? Not quite.
No?
No, it's virtual reality.
Oh, that's yeah. what it means.
Yeah, Santa.
Okay.
That's okay.
okay.
Don't worry about it. I'm in charge here, so you don't have to worry. I'm trying to do my best. I'll just put it on the sleigh. Santa will deliver it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm sort of like the dumb robot. You know? Yeah, okay.
Well, Max, thank you very much for calling, and Merry Christmas.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For calling, Max.
You can join in, too, if you have a youngster who has some ideas about what he or she would like for Christmas. Join in. The number is 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. Did want to share a clip or two from some grown-ups telling us about the best Christmas gift they ever received. And I believe Trina's probably got one from Eva. Let's hear that.
So when I was about 9 years old, I received this big box that was all wrapped up from Santa, and I opened it and I heard some scurrying inside, and it turns out that I had received a pet chinchilla. I never had a chinchilla before, but I was delighted. It was very snuggly and cute and cuddly. What I did not realize is that chinchillas live for about 10 to 15 years. the pet store that this chinchilla came from originally told us that it was a girl, so we named it Sadie, and I loved Sadie. She would snuggle with me. It was great. We later found out that Sadie was a boy, but we kept their name as Sadie. Sadie lived a nice long life, probably about 12 years.
Oh, that's a nice story.
That is a nice story.
Now, do you get many calls for chinchillas?
Not too many, no.
No, I don't know that we've got. Do we have any chinchillas at the up at the toy shop?
I'd have to check in with Snowball because they're in charge of the animal portion of this. So I don't know.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Snowball can be a little iffy sometimes on the on the details.
Well,
but
exactly. Like Snowball's the one that let the reindeer into the house.
I know.
So that's. She's got a very soft heart for animals.
She does. She does indeed. Well, I love the story about Sadie the chinchilla. That is the boy chinchilla named Sadie.
Well, we have Johanna in La Crosse.
Oh.
Who's, I think, 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. 4 years old already. My gosh. Well, is it Johanna? Johanna? How do you say your name?
Jojo.
Yeah.
I like that. That is terrific.
Jojo.
Did you know that the Beatles have a song about you? Where would you?
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay, Santa.
I'm old. I listen to the Beatles. What can I say?
Let's find out.
What would you like, Jojo?
I want... I'm thinking.
Okay. There's some deep thought going on here, I think.
You threw him off with the Beatles comment.
I know.
Yeah.
Barbie doll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Barbie doll.
Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we have a quadzillion of those.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think so. At least half a quadzillion. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
That's great. Anything else?
Oh, she said thank you, Santa.
Well, you're very welcome, my sweetheart. Now, is there anything else? A Barbie doll is it?
Anything else?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's
all
okay.
Right.
No pressure, It's wanting just one thing is absolutely great.
We just want you to have a Merry Christmas.
We do. We do indeed. All right, well, you have, thank you, sweetheart.
And Merry Christmas to you. And you can join in 800-642-1234. Give us a call, or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. Do you know how sheep say Merry Christmas to each other?
Badly. I don't know.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh. Yeah. Feliz Navidad. We sang that in the elf choir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what did the, before we go to another clip or another call, I wanted to ask you, what did the wise men say after they offered their gifts of gold and frankincense?
Huh. Oh, I don't know. What did they say?
I don't know.
Say?
They're really wise. So
wait, yeah. There's more.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Because you only said gold and frankincense. You didn't say myrrh.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Wait,
say
myrrh.
That's right. Wow.
Larry's so funny. He's so funny.
I've got a million of them.
We didn't even get a drum hit out of that one. That one just fell.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe I'll get one out of this one. What do snowmen eat for dessert?
Snow cones? I don't know.
Wow.
Ice Krispies.
Oh, ta-da! All right. Boom.
Someone fixed the drum set.
All right.
We got the,
yeah.
The oh drum got gosh. Fixed.
Ice
yeah,
Krispies.
The drum got
we
fixed.
We eat those up in the North Pole, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, we have some callers coming on. And as a matter of fact, Leopold, who is 8 years old, is calling from Stevens Point. So let's go there. Hi, Leopold.
All right, Leopold. With a name like that, you're going to grow up to be an orchestra conductor, aren't you?
Hello.
I don't know.
No, well, you know.
Or a naturalist.
Anything, or a naturalist. What's on your Christmas list, Leopold?
Lego set.
Mm,
yeah.
Love those.
Lego set.
More arrows from bow.
Yeah, arrows. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
You need some more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all.
That's
okay.
All.
Now, is there a kind of Legos that you like? Because there's so many different
ones.
Yeah,
gosh golly.
Yeah, that too.
Star Wars Legos.
Yeah.
Star Wars Legos. All right. All right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Jango.
Lego, I am your father. All right. Thank you. Those are great gifts. Thank you. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leopold. Thank you so much. I wanted to play another clip that we've got because... Robert, Eva. Is it Eva? No, Robert. We got Robert up. We got
it's
Robert up in Madison to tell us about one of his favorite Christmas memories when an unlikely member of his household met you, Santa.
Oh.
Let's listen.
Let's see if I remember this.
Yes, go back in time.
I'm Robert. I live in Madison, but I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and there was a time where we took a cat to meet Santa. Santa was, in a mall, you could bring a pet. It's usually a dog, but we brought a very terrified house cat and still have great memories of him crouching down, terrified, in our photo with Santa.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that cat?
I do. I remember that family, and I remember that when the cat sat in my lap and told me what they wanted for Christmas, and then when I gave the cat back, somebody in the family asked me if I had any Benadryl. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Oh, my goodness me. Well... That was a cool story, and we've got Chris, who has a story to tell as well. So let's hear Chris's story.
Well, I'm Chris, and I live in Verona, and I was very excited one year at Christmas to get a Barbie bubbling bathtub. I got very sick on Christmas Eve, and I ended up in my parents' bed. And I got up to open my presents, got that bathtub, crawled right back in bed, and my parents let me add the bubbles in the water and do the little tub right in bed because I was not feeling well. And it's a memory that stayed with me forever.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. I did not know that there were bubble baths you could get with, but you can just get anything, can't you?
Yeah, it's pretty much. Wow. Yeah, it's a whole universe.
Wow.
And Maria in Mozanie wonders, do the reindeer deer ever get tired of
reindeer?
Yeah, reindeer. No, we don't want reindeer.
Like
you just end up with watered down beer at that point. That's no good. Yeah.
No, what Maria wanted to know was, do the reindeer ever get tired of flying all night?
Oh.
Well, you know, by the end of the run, you know, everybody's pretty tired. We're delivering the presents. We go from house to house all over the world, and the reindeer are amazingly robust. They've got energy. They're enthusiastic. They absolutely love it. But I have to say, by the time we get back to the North Pole, there are some long naps that happen up there. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to play, because I have one more, I think we're going to play it, and that is from Trina. Let's see that. Let's hear that.
For everybody that knows me, I'm a huge cat lover, so it should surprise nobody that when I was around 7 years old, I really wanted a new kitten. And I wrote Santa a very strongly worded letter. I said, hey, I would really like a real live baby orange kitten. And so on Christmas Day, I opened all of my presents. I was looking for a present with air holes in it, did not see one, opened the last gift, and it was one of those for real mechanical cats. And I was extremely disappointed. I was like, wow, Santa must have not read in my letter that I said a real cat. So the next day, my family and I were packing up to go out to a store. And it was the dead of winter. There was snow on the ground. And we had this huge swing set that we would cover every year in the winter with a big plastic tarp. And so I was just wandering around in the backyard waiting for my parents to get ready. And all of a sudden, I vividly remember I heard this meowing, and it just kept going, meow, meow, meow. And so I finally realized, oh my goodness, this is coming from the tarp. There must be a kitten under there. And so I got my dad. I was just screaming. I was like, I think there's a cat in our backyard. I was so excited. And surely enough, he removed the tarp, and there was a baby orange kitten that was under there. And he had a green collar with a jingle bell. And I told my dad, I was like, Santa sent this cat from the North Pole. He listened to me. He answered my plea. And so my dad was very surprised because obviously my parents did not plan for Santa to fulfill this wish. And so my mom was very skeptical. She said, hey, let's put an ad in the classifieds just to make sure this isn't, you know, someone else's cat. And I reassured her. I was like, oh, well, we're not going to get any calls because Santa sent this cat for me.
Oh, boy.
That is terrific. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I remember that. And that is true. We kind of wanted to play a little trick and make Trina think that there was not going to be a real cat, but then ta-da.
But also you said you wanted her to practice with the fur one first.
The mechanical one.
Yeah, you wanted to make sure she was going to be a good cat mommy.
Yeah, right.
And she was. So she got the real one.
You were tested with robot kitten. Oh my gosh. Ho, 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 ho.
I'm trying to remember if I told you what the beaver said to the Christmas tree. I don't think I did.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Something about chewing you up. I don't know. I give up.
The beaver said, "It's been nice gnawing you."
Oh.
James in Madison wonders, what if you get a house without a chimney? Do you use the front door?
Well, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of Christmas magic involved. And, you know, windows, doors, you know, sometimes even one of those little half basement windows, you know, that, you know, we can get one of the elves in. I usually don't fit.
Yeah.
But you know, we
go through
ways.
A doggy door sometimes.
Doggy doors. Yeah.
You don't.
No. Unless it's a big doggy door. If it's a St. Bernard doggy door, I can do it.
All right. And do you ever get too tired from Christmas cookies? Too tired of them?
Oh. What? There's no such thing.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Can't compute.
Yeah, no. No, Christmas cookies, after the first 200, I slow down. A little, but yeah, no, I can't get tired
of
them.
Yeah, no, you sound like you're from Wisconsin. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Well, you know, it's because I'm here.
Yeah, you adopt.
I like to talk like a native.
To the culture, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
well, we'll
go back to the North Pole one time, you know.
What should you do if you don't get the present you wished for from Santa? That's a hard question.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I guess we can make mistakes, too. And sometimes, we might get something mixed up. But I guess, you know, just send us a letter and we'll see if we can do better next time.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also good just to be grateful for what you have.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And then just to wind up, a listener in Eau Claire County just level this out a bit. It says he's calling on behalf of the children in the West Bank and Gaza, and they're wishing for peace. And I bet you're wishing for that too.
We are. There's just always a lot of bad things happening in the world, and there's only so much. Even with Christmas magic, there's only so much that Santa can do. But that kind of requires everybody. But yeah, we're with you there.
And I wish we had time to hear from Ethel, but we don't. Ethel had wanted to share a memory from Wausau. But Ethel, hold on to that memory, and we will do it next year because we are about out of time. Mm-hmm. And Santa, jingle.
Yeah.
Yes, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Larry, and thanks to Trina and Clara, and we had Jingle and I had some help from Tori and Stephanie and Noah and Audrey and Maggie. So thank you to all of them.
And a big thanks to Buzz Kemper and Barbara Schlafer for helping out here today. It's been a pleasure for me. It always is. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.